stop at the Senior Citizen Center was really fun. And, I think they were the best questions that we had. I mean, they really understood football and asked a lot of really good questions.
They asked me why does Clay Matthews wear my number? And I told them there's only a certain amount of numbers. You can't retire everybody's number. And I said, maybe one day when Clay's done playing, he'll retire it. And I could say, hey, maybe retired because of me. You know, who knows? But it was more fun. We're joking and stuff, and we're laughing with it.
Really, I think meant a lot to the senior citizens, but also to our players and alumni to be able to interact with them.
I-26.
I-28. We just left Beloit, and on our way we drove about an hour, and here we are in Monroe, Wisconsin, building a playground. And it's one of our opportunities to give back, especially to our Play 60 initiative. And so we're able to come out and let kids watch us interact together as we're putting together this green and gold playground, which is just a fun, neat event. And this is the first time we've done it on Tailgate Tour. We've never had a playground build, and it's nice. We're really trying to change things up this year and adding some new components to the tour.
Well, pretty much supervising Aaron Taylor, but we all kind of helped each other, and the young guys did a lot of the work. We kind of helped them put up the erected playground, screwed the nuts and bolts together, and tightened it up. And like I said, it's going to be done and finished here, but today
for
a little bit.
Smooth here for the slide for the kid, so it doesn't break on them. You got to make it last, though, a couple years, 10, 20 years.
The current players hadn't done a playground build before, so they were really excited about it. And, you know, so we'll be here for 3 hours, and by the time we're done, should have almost all the work done on a brand new playground. So people here in Monroe are really excited about it. You know, we have such great fans, and they're supportive of the organization in so many ways. So be able to get out across the state and now into Iowa and thank them.
One, two, three, open that door!
The crowd was very, very loud and very alive and stuff. So it's good. You know, it's and the good thing about it is, you know, it's us giving back to the communities and these fans who support the Packer organization for so many years.
Another big purpose is also to raise money, and you know we stop in the five main communities and raise money for a designated charity in each one of those stops. And I think over the 8 years of the tour, we've raised over $800,000.